Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we continue a two-part interview with Warren County District Court Judge Kevin Parker regarding the court system during the COVID-19 pandemic.
The court system, despite the pandemic, has still been going on, but I want to go back to when this first started and all the buildings and facilities were being shut down. So talk about the communication with the Supreme Court, dealing with how kind of the court facilities still did some business, but really the in-person business wasn't allowed to go on.
Now, the other problem we run into, we are a temporary facility here in Warren County, and we just don't have enough room in which to properly social distance, at least the numbers that we're used to. So what we need to do is we have been scheduling, instead of cattle calls, we try to schedule through the day, even though that gets difficult. We have people call in, and we have people, so many people come into the court facility, and then as they leave, the more people are able to come in. But with the cold weather coming this winter, I don't know what we'll do. We'll have to see what develops. Our big problem we run into, it will be starting jury trials again, and that will be mid-September, September 14th. And it's going to be difficult to select jurors in our facility because we just don't have the ability to social distance. Now, the Board of Supervisors have been very gracious. They're allowing us to use the auditorium at the administration building. And we use that for our district court hearings, our non-jury hearings. And we'll be using that also for some of our jury trials because we have more room in the auditorium. And people can access that building, at least for the court side of it, at the southwest doors. There's a separate entrance. Now, the county offices, they're running basically by appointment, and you can come in, but you have to come in a different door. So I think what we'll end up trying is probably selecting a jury over at the administration building and then be able to try the cases over here at the temporary court facility. And we have two decent-sized courtrooms that would be able to accomplish social distancing and the jurors. But when we have jury selection, we could have anywhere between 30 to 50 potential jurors. We need to get down to 12, and we should be able to handle 12 jurors with attorneys and witnesses and the court staff without a problem in two of our courtrooms. But selection is our biggest problem. But I think we can accomplish that by using the administration building, the auditorium there, in order to select their jurors. Or we'll end up having all our jury trials in that location. So we're basically spread out between the two locations. We're still able to function, and With technology, we're able to keep things moving. That doesn't mean certain cases aren't being pushed back at times, but they are. And we're able to accomplish things, not probably as well as some of the other counties because they have more room or larger facilities. But we'll look forward to moving into a new courthouse. And hopefully we'll get the pandemic behind us and have a nice a facility for the public to use.
Well, that'd be great as well, and a great overview of our current system here in Warren County. And you know, this is kind of a bigger, broader question about, you know, making sure that everyone, you know, gets their day in court, their rights are protected, while continuing to work with all these other agencies. How has that kind of process been? Because it's not just the Chief Justice, you know, issues his decree, or the, you know, the Southern District, you know, kind of talks about what needs to be done. It is cooperation between the Warren County supervisors, the Sheriff's Department, you know, Jasper County, all these places working together. How has that been from your angle so far?
They've been extremely cooperative. We appreciate everybody's patience. I think that's a big one. The Sheriff's Office has gone beyond the call of duty at times. It's good, you know, working with our sheriff, and then with Jasper County, they're able to take Our prisoners, the county attorney, has been helpful, and of course the Board of Supervisors. So we're all in this together, and we're all cooperating, and also the public. They've been very good about their patience and being able to realize that they may not be able to get in court when they want to, but we try to accommodate the public and making sure that they're able to access the courts without too much difficulty. And really, our technology has been a big boom to the whole system. I know some of us old people, I'll refer to myself, we weren't real enthusiastic about changing from paper to electronics. But it is extremely helpful, and it does move things along very well. So it's hate to think that if we would not have had this, what we would have done with the pandemic, but this has been very helpful this way. And everybody has cooperated, so it's worked out real well.
Awesome.
And, well, and people put a lot of time into it, Andrew, so in everything. So we have some good public servants that are willing to work the long hours and go beyond the call of duty. So it works out well.
Once again, that was District Court Judge Kevin Parker discussing the court system during the COVID-19 pandemic. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.